What do you think, Doc?
All goes well.
Yeah. Something going on tonight?
Questions?
Any pressure whatsoever, game seven, crucial game, any pressure on this punt team on you?
Nope, it's just another day. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of pressure on everybody, isn't there? I mean, one team's going to go play for a Stanley Cup, the other team's going home. So I'd consider, yeah, there's probably a little pressure on everybody.
I know you can't control what happens tonight or how they come out, but do you just, Coach, have been on these guys for a long time, ever have a general feel of game to game, how the team's going to come out, or do you just from the state or from guys?
I do. I'm usually always wrong. So I don't put any stock into that at all.
Justin Graninger.
Coach, there seems to be a strong correlation with winning when Coach steps up his game physically. Tonight, do you need him to be the guy that sets the tone in terms of hits like he was doing back in the first and second series?
No, I'd rather put the puck in the net than, if there's one thing to choose, put the puck in the net over hitting guys. But when Cooch is engaged and really good, usually we have a good chance to win.
Eric, running.
John, you have been in a couple of these situations before, but this is the first one. Do you already feel or sense a different mentality, whether the pleasure of going on a road in the situation?
I guess we won't count Detroit game seven when Coburn scored, but besides that one that was at home, then if we bypass that one, I guess. So I don't know how to answer the question.
Conference final, you're getting third now for you. This is the first one. You always talk about how home ice means something in game seven. Now that you're here, do you feel anything different in terms of your preparation because of your home surround?
I don't feel different about surroundings. Like you said, Detroit, we had game seven at home, and the one thing I remember about that game seven is I think we played a little bit nervous. It was our first one as a group together, and I think they were trying to impress the crowd, and then it stayed scoreless for a long time. I don't remember feeling like that in any of the other game sevens. It was more, okay, we've been through that, especially the one in New York. But even the one in Pittsburgh, we were a pretty calm, focused group and gave ourselves a chance to win all of them. And we ended up winning two of the three. But, aside from that very first one, the group is, in these kind of closeout situations, we've had a really good calm about us, a good focus. Again, I don't know how that's going to translate into tonight, but it's been a pretty good demeanor with the group.
Well, the light in the bathroom,
yeah. Yeah, on the other side, John, there's legacies question beyond the line. Did you play up that angle with your guys, or do you kind of, maybe is that too much?
What do you mean?
Well, with like Ovechkin, like they get
no.
Do you play that up with your own guys, though, in terms of just the gravitas of the situation?
I don't. I just think everything else around us is white noise. The only people that are going to dictate what's going to go on in this game is the guys in our room, and you could draw storylines from so many different angles. We just want to write our storyline, and that's what we're going to do tonight.
Dan and then Rogers.
Coach, based on the previous experience in the conference finals with this group, how long did it take in the game for it to just become a game?
To be honest, at puck drop, and I don't know how it is for the Caps, but usually it's probably the nerves are building up, but as soon as it turns, the clock starts ticking, usually everybody's pretty focused. So that's what I found personally myself as well. Like once it's game on, you're dialed into the game. You're really not even thinking of the magnitude of the game. It's just, coach the game the way you would any other one to win. That's it.
Roger.
Some of the guys in Anton yesterday was talking about how much fun it is playing the game seven for a coach. Is this a game, fun game to coach?
So you got to think about this for a second. And when you're growing up and you're dreaming of things or you're looking at your idols, I don't remember myself sitting up and saying, oh my gosh, do I want to get that game winning goal in game two? You know what I mean? It's like, it's game seven. And not too many people get to be a part of this. And to be able to, it's like you're writing history. And that's how you can't be excited to embrace that. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that like to be in the position, you know, that our team is and Washington is right now. And if you can't enjoy that, then you're not human.
His eyes and Joe's
Stamkos and Hedman both talked about 2015. They remember every single part of it. Stammer remembers like hitting the post in game sets, and they said that kind of empty feeling is something that drives them on. Never forget it. It acts as incentive. Is that the same way as a coach?
Yeah. What I remember most, and when you say the empty feeling, like the empty feeling I remember is being on the ice in Chicago. Like that's an empty feeling. Being on the ice in Pittsburgh was an empty feeling. Being on the ice in Montreal in 2014, it's just, that is a really empty feeling. But I do also embrace the exhilaration in New York, the exhilaration when we beat Detroit, the exhilaration when we beat Boston this year and beat New Jersey. And I tend to wrap my arms around that, my mind around that a little bit more, because it's, you know, it helps. That feeling is, it's phenomenal, and it just drives.
Last one, you're good.
You split up Stamkos, you dropped sometimes during the playoffs, you slipped during the game to see things going. They had great chemistry overall, most of the course of the season. What are the movies you watch for, look for, when you see how you guys going?
Skating, shooting pucks, when they're on it, they're not, you know, so sometimes, you know, these scorers, you know, they try and find open ice. That's why they're good at it. But in, you get in some of these series, there's not so much open ice. You have to go to some of those areas, some of those dirty areas. But when they're on it, they're shooting pucks, and shot volume becomes a factor for them. And so that's what we're hoping to see from them early, and pretty convinced we will.